I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey hustlers, we know that this 2024, the entrepreneurial journey is filled with challenges. An often overlooked aspect is the time-consuming task of processing payroll and managing government requirements. And did you know that the average admin spends a whopping 50 hours per month dealing with just government compliance? That's time you could be spending on growing your business, or let's be honest, taking a well-deserved break. But fear not, we got a game changer for you. Introducing Sprout Solutions and their tailored solutions for MSMEs called the Payroll Starter. With Sprout Solutions Payroll Starter, you can finally reclaim your time and get your life back on track. Say goodbye to the stress of remembering tax dates or worrying about missed payroll runs. This bundle is designed to make your life easier and your business more efficient. And here's the best part. The cost starts just at 5,000 pesos per month for businesses with up to 10 employees. Yep, you heard that right. That's just 5,000 pesos per month. So why spend another minute drowning in payroll paperwork when Sprout can revolutionize the way you manage your payroll and government requirements? Take the first step towards a more efficient business today. Visit sprout.ph/payrollstartermonthly5k. If you missed that, don't worry. We have it in the description box of this episode. So click that too. And again, big shout out to Sprout Solutions because your time is too valuable to be spent on paperwork. Reclaim it with their Payroll Starter. Now let's begin this episode.
The Hustle Share podcast is brought to you by PDAX. PDAX is a homegrown cryptocurrency exchange that offers the best rates among local cryptocurrency exchanges. Download the PDAX app now on the Google Play Store, App Store, or Huawei App Gallery. Start trading Bitcoin, Ethereum, and other cryptocurrencies for as low as 50 pesos by signing up on podlink.co/hustleshare PDAX. Also powered by Limitless Connect. Limitless Connect can provide digital CX solutions. The teams of Limitless Connect have years of CX experience, which equip them as the driving contact centers in the future. Sign up for a free consultation with Limitless Connect at www.limitlesscx.com. With Limitless Connect by your side, anything is possible. Also powered by PodMachine, the simplest way to grow and edit your podcast. Sign up now at podmachine.com and use the code HustleShare to get one free edit.
So what I did was, diba, I believe there's a line between a thinker and a doer. And I think it just was at the right time and at the right point where, you know, sabi ko nga, God won't give it to you if you can't handle it. And I think I was the perfect person to handle it.
Welcome to HustleShare, the podcast that features the daily grinds of unique hustlers around the world to show not our differences, but that our hustles are very much alike. Now here's your host, Ronster Baitiong.
Welcome to the latest episode of the HustleShare podcast. I'm very, very excited because we're literally just coming off from back-to-back amazing weeks. Actually, the same week. The Philippine Startup Week happened just a couple weeks ago. And at the same time, Web3? Sorry, if you are here and you're the ones. So Gabby, I'm sorry if I'm butchering your events, but the YGG folks did the Web3 Festival, if I'm not mistaken. Don't kill me. I'm bad with names. But again, this year is not about to end without another amazing week that's going to come up literally when this goes live. So if you're listening to this on the same week that it goes live, we're right in the thick of the Philippine Blockchain Week. And before I get carried away, let's welcome the head honcho and the person responsible for this amazing Blockchain Week. Let's welcome to the show the Filipina pilot, a.k.a. Cheska Gonzalez. Welcome to the show, Cheska. All right. All right. Thank you very much. Again, I'm very, very excited because... Man, I have mad respect for people in aviation. It's not an easy hustle. And I have no idea how you're pulling off all these things that you're doing in your life. But before I get carried away, I need to ask you the million-dollar question. Jessica, what's your hustle?
Hustle? I am actually a pilot by profession, so that's really my hustle. And at the same time, an entrepreneur. I started the Philippine Blockchain Week. But wow. Other than that, I have many other hats before, which is I'm a registered nurse. What? I'm a former flight attendant. I'm an Air Force reservist. I'm a mom of two. And I'm a content creator. So,
what?
Yeah.
How are you able to do this? And that's what we're going to try to dissect. Because, again, that is massive skill stacking. So, again, recently I just came up. I came across with this term, again, skill stacking. Basically, the concept of it is that, you know, in order for you to be successful in whatever your career is, most of the successful people do not just focus on one skill and just double down. Usually, it's a combination or a melting pot of several skill sets that you're good at, that you're probably in the top 10 to 20%, and then you mesh it up and do an amazing hustle that nobody's ever thought of. Or again, only a few people are able to do. But again, these are all amazing hustles that I've seen. Being an RN, being a mom, being an FA, being a pilot, and now Philippine Blockchain Week. And I want to understand, Jessica, how you were able to get that done. So real quick, I'll be the pilot this time. All right, Jessica, because we do have an aircraft here, but it's not your standard aircraft. So I need you to buckle up because we're going to have to ride the Hustle Share Time Machine. It's not an Airbus. This is not a Boeing. All right.
Parang rocket yun.
Yes, there you go. So there, we are all the way back. And I want to understand. Okay, you said all these things, but how was growing up like? Because at the end of the day, we're all a product of our origin stories and our influences. Was there, like, again, an inclination towards or flashes of entrepreneurship? But what were you like growing up? And if nursing was the core, why did you take that up first?
Okay, so I grew sa family of doctors. So yung mama. Yeah, so parang it's more of a pressure in a sense that, you know, when, di ba, when you're a kid, people, your parents want you to become either a doctor, a lawyer. That's the normal one, right?
Yep.
So having to see this, my cousins and everything na doctor, I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to be a doctor. I wanted to be a doctor. But at the back of my mind, what I really want to be is an astronaut.
Wow. So I'll lend you the time machine. It's interstellar if you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and my dad actually worked for Saudi Airlines. So So parang hindi siya pilot sa engineering side siya. But then I am riding a plane since I was what? 1 year old? Hanggang...
Amazing.
So talagang parang that's my life already. You've been traveling every year, to going to other countries, etc. So I think that's where the passion and the excitement na magpunta sa airline or magiging pilot came from.
God.
Then, nung college ako, I just took up nursing because that time, it was the IT course.
Yes.
Alam mo yun, like everyone's a nurse. Like ito yung pinakamalaking job and everything. And I had a kid already. I gave birth at 16 years old.
Wow, okay.
So it was like parang a practicality thing na parang, okay, sige, I'll try to become a nurse first, then I'll see if I wanted to become a doctor. But then I finished nursing. I enjoyed it, yes. Mm-hmm. But I can't see myself in a hospital setting after.
Got it.
So from there, I said, no, I think after this, pag naging napas ako na yung board exam, then I will apply for an airline, even though I wanted to become a pilot, which is super similar or medyo malapit to becoming an astronaut,
right.
My original dream. So, but then I had the kid again. Tapos, okay. A decision that I need to make kasi practicality, money again and everything. So basically, what I did, nag-apply ako as flight attendant, and then from there, nag-work ako as flight attendant, pero my heart still wants to become a pilot.
God.
And then, yun. So in the middle, nag-aral ako while studying. Nag-work ako habang nag-aaral. So pinagsabay-sabay.
That is super impressive.
Thank you. Being a mom, being a flight attendant, being a pilot, like 7 days is super kulang pa. It's an understatement yung week ko. So from there, tuloy ko na ba to?
No, wait. I wanted to ask you several things real quick. Because Here's one thing. I have several friends that, okay, they were also, they got the chance to have a kid early. And I've seen the drastic change in mindset and priorities that they have to do when the baby is on the way. So several friends are like, before happy-go-lucky, all of a sudden became a hustler, all of a sudden had to change mindsets. And you have to do that not just with one, but two. You have to go through college and, you know, right after college, here's baby number two. Here's what I wanted to know. Because all it took, I was raised by a single mom as well. So I knew the stakes because my mom always instilled me. And all I ever wanted when I was growing up was to buy my mom a house to at least compensate her for all the hustle that she made to put me to bed the best opportunities that we got. But let's just talk about the sacrifices and the hustle making that work. Because we're now in a generation, sad to say, that it's easy to just say, give up. I don't want it na. Mental health break. Life is so difficult. I deserve better, you know. But you, again, through generations, if you got this responsibility with you, that you would have to grow up, not grow old, grow up and be an adult right away. How did you make that work and still achieve your dream? Because most people would have to I'll just go by the flow anymore. The kid is the priority and then whatever comes after happens. You still had the brevity to chase the skies, literally, as the pilot. How did you get that done?
I would probably say it's more of when I had a kid, that's actually the point of why I hustle. Yun na talaga yung parang reason. I mean, kung ako tatanungin mo, if I didn't give birth twice that early, I would probably be where I am today. I'm so sure of that. 100%. Wow. I would probably be just partying, you know, and alam mo yan, yung mga normal kids na. But when I had that kid, I do not have a choice but to grow up.
Yeah.
Because I was literally a kid and I have a kid. So right. I didn't have a choice. And seeing before, di ba pag 16 ka, you feel like, oh, you're like an adult already. Mm. And when I see my kid now, he's 17. And when I see my kid now, parang, oh my gosh, you're still a baby. Tapos meron na akong baby nung ganyan akong age. And I was I didn't have a choice. That's the truth. And there's no way but up. And I felt like I was a disappointment at that time to my parents. Mm. And it's more of like proving my parents that, you know, even though I had the kid this early and na-disappoint ko kayo, I still want to give back. Just like what you're saying. And that giving back means finishing my studies. That gives, you know, like, yun na lang yun eh. Yun na lang yung mabibigay ko sa kanila. And then from there, I think, it's also because my parents are very supportive of everything that I do. And if they weren't as supportive as they were before, for sure, I wouldn't be where I am today. So, I think it's more of like the vision na I wanted to give back to my parents and I don't have a choice but to be strong for my kids. Yeah. That's why I'm here.
No, but okay, just describe again that grind of college plus baby plus FA plus pilot school, plus baby again. So just describe the day-to-day grind that you had to grow through for years. Because again, Yaisa, the reason why I wanted to paint this picture, all of us that, again, all of the people that I feature in Hustle Share have earned what they have. And earning what they have now took time, hustle, sacrifice, and everything else. All the dirt. No, there's no such thing as overnight success. It took a lot of time and a lot of pain to get there. So if you're here, you're a Gen Z, for example. I'm sorry, but if you're listening to Hustle Share, this is all you're going to hear, right? People hustling. And it doesn't matter what generation you're from. The path to success requires sacrifice, failure, and pain. Paint us a picture, Mami Cheska. What was that like when you were doing this in the thick of it?
Grabe. Alam mo, when I actually look back, I can't imagine kung paano ko siya ginagawa. They were always asking me, paano mo ba ginawa? Mm-mm. I just don't know. But what I can remember is that once I go to school sa college, pag uwi ko, alam mo, mag-aalaga ako ng baby, magbe-breastfeed ako. Alam mo, sobrang talaga, hindi ko alam kung paano ko siya nagawa, but the hustle na nag-aaral ako ng nursing, nag-e-exam ako, pag uwi ko, wala kang tulog. Talagang,
oh my God.
you don't have a choice, and that's for college. But when I was in when I was working, just imagine, lumilipad ako, uuwi ako ng bahay, mag-aalaga ako ng bata, and dalawang bata yon. Tapos you are a daughter, you are everything. And lalo nang lumala siya nung nag-aaral na ako ng flying. Kasi talagang I don't have time for anybody. So that 7 days, isipin mo 3 days doon, either nagpa-fly ako sa Bulacan o kaya baliktad, 4 days siya. Tapos yung 3 days, tumilipad ako as a flight attendant. And then in the middle of that, I'm a normal Mommy person.
Time. Yeah.
So parang, kaya kung yung akala ng ibang tao is when they see you, uy, piloto ka na, nagawa mo na ganito, ganyan. No, honestly, if you just know what I've been through every single day, grabe iyak ko. As in, kung alam nyo lang kung ilang beses ako umiyak, I was about to quit, I was about to, kaya ko ba to? Minsan, you know, you question yourself on, hindi, pero then you go back to your why. Bakit mo nga ba inumpisahan to? When you're in the middle, you go back to your why. So, yun yung ano picture na naiisip ko ngayon. And honestly, up until to this day, kahit na ano pang titles yung mga nadadagdag, ako, I do these things not because of titles. It's because of our position. It's more of like, I'm enjoying it. And correct. I really like to do it. So parang hanggang ngayon, kahit sobrang hustle ako, guys, ibang klase talaga yung hustle na masasabi ko na hindi siya overnight success. And I've been through that. I've been through the heartaches, the panglalait, the panglahat na, name it. I've been there. So yeah, it was.
I'll just do a one last deep dive here before we push through with Mami Cheska's thing. Because again, a lot of 20-somethings, and I want to pay this forward because again, I was an old fart. I'm 34 years old. I'm a married man. I was once like you also. Again, a lot of people don't understand the path of entrepreneurship. Like everybody in the young 20s would be like, oh, let's go to LU, let's go to Barra. You know, they're all broke though, but they weren't padding up for the future. And it's easy to feel FOMO. It's easy to self-pity. And it's easy to quit. But those people that get where they really want to be, somehow, some way, talk themselves out of quitting as the norm. And I've seen quitting as the norm so far. Just walk me through the inner psyche again of how you were talking yourself out when you were crying, and how did you bounce back up? Because some people stay there too long. And I'm not saying, again, this is all relative. It depends from person to person. We all have our ways to cope. But at the end of the day, those ones who are able to combat those demons are the ones who are able to bounce back higher. Just walk me through the thought process. Are the babies the main why? And how did you gather enough strength when literally your whole body and soul is exhausted?
Yeah. You know, I cannot say that it's easy. When I'm crying, I'm about to quit, ang talagang nararamdaman ko lang was, tama ba tong ginagawa ko and everything. I became depressed. Alam mo, ang dami kong pinagdaan ng ganyan. But you need to think. Yun nga, sabi ko sa'yo, number one, think of why you're doing it. Bakit ka nga ba nandun? Especially when you're in the middle na, or you're about to go to the finish line. Why quit? Number two, yung mga weaknesses ko na nakikita ko, or yung mga mali sa akin, I turn them into strengths.
Nice.
So parang, ito yung hindi ako magaling. Sige, I'll prove that to myself that I can do it. Then I would do something about it. And I think number three, it's just human instinct, survival. Parang like, you know, pag tinignan ko na yung anak ko, parang wala kang choice, girl. Balik ka sa gusto. Right. Diba? Parang, I mean, you don't have a choice kasi they are looking up to you and they wanna see. Kung, kasi pagka nag-breakdown ka, alam mo dati, nag-breakdown ako, tatago pa ako niyan kasi,
yes. I mean, private lang.
Exactly, but they feel it. They know you're sad, but at least alam nila na you're doing something about it. Hindi pwedeng sad ka lang. Honestly, pinakamatagal ko yata naging malungkot was 3 months when I lost my job sa airline. But no, 3 to 4 months. Pero I think parang nung 4 months, sabi ko, parang tama na yung drama natin. Kailangan tumayo na tayo ulit. Alam mo yung ganun? So you would have the turning point. And meron kang, I mean, you just have to also talk to the right people. And I think, kasi minsan, di ba, malungkot ka na nga. Tapos, lapit ka pa sa isang malungkot din. So, parang, I mean, hindi, di ba? So, be around successful people or
correct
people, not just successful, but people who would give you advice or people who would help you become the best version of yourself. And I'm not exaggerating. It's more of, you know, sometimes you would just need one person to believe in you. Mm-hmm. And kahit parents mo yan, actually, hindi mo nga kailangan na ibang tao to believe in you. Ikaw lang, when you believe in yourself. Mm-hmm. Tapos, kasi minsan tayo, nawawalan tayo na, hindi ko yata kaya. Ikaw pa lang, once you do that to yourself, then you would actually believe that. So, I think it starts with your mindset too.
Absolutely. And you're right about having the right people, because at the end of the day, you don't want people who's just going to be an echo chamber of that. And I remember this article that I've read, that you need four types of people in your life: the motivator, the empathizer, the challenger, and the accountability partner. Motivator is like, you can do it. You can, you know, a cheerleader. Yeah, you can get that done. Blah, blah. The empathizer is someone you can, who's just a sponge. But you know what I also learned? I just recently learned this, that don't be a sponge, be a filter. Because a sponge, Dao, what they say is that when you're a sponge, you take all the good and the bad. It comes, you absorb everything.
Yeah.
But when you're a filter, you absorb something, but at least you're only filtering the ones that's beneficial. Because sometimes you have to be the empathizer too. The challenger is those people who's going to push you out of your comfort zone. And lastly, the accountability partner. Someone who's going to hold you accountable to whatever the fuck you said to yourself.
That's true.
And that can be the same people or a mix, or that can be separate people.
It's actually a mix. Actually, tama ka dun sa accountability, no? Not just a partner, but also, siguro, you being accountable yourself. Ano ba yung mali?
Yes.
Kasi alam mo, ang na-realize ko, lalo na nung pandemic, my God, like everybody else is like either depressed or may pinagdadaanan. Everybody, literally.
Yeah.
And ang naisip ko talaga dyan, sabi ko, alam mo, if ganito yung mindset ko, tapos malungkot na nga ako, tapos hindi ako accountable kung ano yung mali ko, dun ko na-realize lahat ng, ay, alam mo, ito yung hindi okay, ito yung okay. And then it's a time to reflect for me. And I think that helped me a lot. Having a step back, kasi I was so busy with my life for 10 years sa airline, and I was just enjoying, and I didn't step back na parang, ay, ito pala yung totoo. There's a whole much more waiting for me.
Right. All right. Last question before we take our, and we'll just go back now to eventually all the sacrifice. There's short-term gains and long-term gains.
Yes.
But eventually you were able to achieve, after hustling, being an FA, trained to be a pilot, you became a pilot. A pilot's job, again, I watched this video about, this vlog about how pilot's job, it is not easy. You're always on call, you're flying everywhere. Good luck if it's long haul, short haul. Just paint us the picture of two things. First off, how it felt when you were finally able to call yourself a pilot. If not an astronaut, but maybe we'll see, a pilot. And number two, what's the grind of a pilot like, especially a mommy pilot?
Okay. So the first time, sa maliit mo ng plane, the first time that I took off, sabi ko talaga, ay, this is my job.
Damn.
Sabi ko, this is my job.
In the cockpit, not in the tube. Okay.
Tapos nung pagka-take off ko, alam mo, you actually, pag meron kang piniling profession or something, you would feel right. And
right.
I felt right that time. So perfect. Sabi ko, okay, that's the first one sa small plane. Now, during the hustle, tapos naging Airbus pilot. So that's, you actually carry 180 passengers.
Yep.
And that's a big responsibility because you need to, you know, bring those people alive to their families every single day. So that first time na nagland ako ng Airbus, I really can't believe it. I was like, oh, they're all alive. No, seriously. I mean, it's amazing. And until now, it humbles me. Whenever I ride a plane, hindi pa rin ako makapaniwala na kaya kong maglanding ng ganung kalaking eroplano. Sa totoo lang, hanggang ngayon, when I am a passenger, ha? Kasi iba kasi pag nasa cockpit ka. But when you're a passenger, that's what I'm thinking. Sa grind naman, I came from a low-cost airline. So ang low-cost airline, hindi kami nag-overnight man kami. One day lang, maximum. So balikan siya. So I still have time for kids. Now, the grind was, May mga time na sobrang busy, like for example, December. Pag December, grabe, 6 days flying, 1 day off. And that 6 days, yung one flight, one day, 4 flights yun a day, maximum. Are you kidding me?
It's like a jeep ruta, technically. Back and forth.
So, dalawang landing si Captain, dalawang landing ka, or either sa'yo yung landing lahat. So, parang, it requires brain, discipline, and effort talaga on our part. And every 6 months, we have a simulator session. Pag hindi mo napasa yun, pwede kang hindi maging piloto sa airline.
Oh my God.
So every 6 months. That's why pilots are actually trained well. I mean, pagka nakikita nyo silang lumipad, pare-parehas kami ng training yan. And right, lahat kami maan sa something, right? So, the hustle was like that. 6 days, 1 day off, or minsan 5 days, 2 days off. So it really depends. And we don't have a body clock.
Wow. Good. Jet lag is the...
Wala. May 2 o'clock ka ng madaling araw, may 7 o'clock ka, may 10 o'clock p.m. ka. You don't have a body clock. And sometimes, minsan nga, hindi ko na alam kung saan ako, alam mo yung landing ko, parang saan nga ba yung flight ko bukas. Hindi mo na tinitingnan. Kasi you've been doing this for quite some time and parang okay, doon pala. Okay, pagdating mo na lang ng office. So that was the jam nung pilot ako.
That is so amazing. And if you're not hooked with Mommy Cheska's story here, there is something really wrong with you. But again, let's take our first break. And when we come back, we will now talk about how a pilot became a content creator and eventually become the lead organizer of Philippine Blockchain Week. All right, let's talk about that more after the break.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, I have a very, very exciting opportunity I want to share with you guys. If you're a B2B startup founder, listen up. Your ticket to growth is here. Introducing Impact 24, the Philippines' largest B2B SaaS challenge. Calling all startups in their pre-launch, pre-seed, or seed stages, this is your chance to accelerate their growth. Submit your pitch to Impact 24 and get ready for a 10-week intensive program to elevate your solution. What's in it for you? How about up to 500,000 pesos in MVP project support, exclusive credits from industry partners, personalized mentoring, and a shot to pitch at SaaSCon PH, the country's biggest SaaS conference this April. But yo, you gotta hurry up because submissions close on January 26, 2024 already. Don't miss out on this opportunity to take your startup to new heights. Apply now at saaschallenge.ph. That's saaschallenge.ph. And good luck, and I'll see you guys in Impact 24. And we're back in the break. We are still with Captain Cheska Gonzalez. Again, amazing. Who's a first officer. What's the difference with first officer, captain? I'm always confused because there's two dudes, or two people all the time, right? And sometimes I go to the restroom like, uy, okay, captain, you're first. You need to urinate first. I'll suck it in, right? So what's the difference with that? Because, again, just terminologies, but I know you guys are in charge of us getting to our destination safe and at least making sure that there's less turbulence, okay, so that my wife doesn't get scared, okay. But what's the difference between those two?
Sige. So ang maling connotation is pag captain ka, ikaw lang yung nagla-landing ng plane,
right?
That's not true. Mm-hmm. So captain and first officer, you need two people sa cockpit because yung isa is pilot monitoring, yung isa is pilot flying. So hindi mo kasi pwedeng pagsabayin yung pakikipag-usap habang lumilipad ka and everything. So it's more of parang hati kayo ng work. So kunwari, but it's the same. It's just that mas experience si captain, tapos si captain mas marami siyang oras. So he's the one in command. But everything that he does, ginagawa rin ni FO. So ni first officer. So, in short, pagka kunwari may isang flight, pagka takeoff, pag sinabi ni Captain, ako yung pilot flying, siya yung lilipad, ako yung magre-radio. So, ako yung magre-report kung nasa na kami, ako yung ganito, siya lang yung lilipad. Now, pagka sa susunod na flight, ako naman yung lilipad, ako si pilot flying, siya naman si pilot monitoring.
Got it.
Kailangan nyo talaga ng dalawa kasi, at saka may mga, meron kayong mga decisions na kailangan dalawa kayo, may mga ganon. So, it's more of like, siya yung parang ano mo, to cross-check kung tama ba yung mga ginagawa niyo.
That's amazing. And again, I'll just track it back and zoom out a little bit because pilot, being a pilot first officer at the end of the day, it's high stakes. You can't, there's no room for mistakes. We're talking about lives here that we're talking about. Also a lot of expenses from the airline that you can't mess up. But what are the, if you look back, what are the skills that you've learned and mastered through these things that I guess that are applicable to the next stuff that you're doing as a content creator, as an organizer, and you know, and all these things that apply, that also translates?
I think number one, multitasking. Sobrang ang pilot kailangan. Hindi ka pwedeng ano eh. You're doing actually 5 things at once. That's the truth. And you need to, kasi may time na sabi ko nga sa'yo, di ba, pilot monitoring ka, tapos pilot flying ka pa. May mga ganong time eh. So sinasabay mo lahat. So dapat alam mo kung paano mag-multitask. And I think it's really one of the skills that I have. Pangalawa, discipline.
Yes.
This in terms of yung gising, yung tulog, yung ito yung gagawin mo, ito yung tatapusin mo this time. Ito dapat wala kang choice, pero kahit pagod ka, hindi ka pagod, you don't have a choice but to do this. But this is discipline.
Yep.
And I think number three is ano, yung pakikisama. And it's, you know, treating this yung relationship basis ba? Pagka kasi marunong kang pagpiloto ka, kailangan may CRM kayo eh, or yung crew resource management, which is kailangan, alam mo yun, in sync kayo.
Correct.
Mag-usap kayo ng mabuti. And I think it's more of like, kailangan talaga, ano rin eh, proper communication, ganyan. So yes. Doon na na-build siya. And definitely, it really helped me in all the aspects and all the work that I'm doing right now. Lahat ng natutunan ko doon. And oh, sorry, being a pilot in command, meaning, you know, you'll just learn how to become a leader even if you don't want to.
Yes. You know.
Wala kang choice. Wala kang choice kasi ngayon, ikaw ang lilipad, ikaw ang maglalanding. Ngayon, turuan mo, ikaw ang magtuturo sa mga FA mo or ganito na. Ito yung command ko, sundin niyo to. So I think it's more of, yun nga, yung decision making and right. Yung, yeah.
That is so amazing. And again, I have nothing but respect. Just whenever I fly, it's like, I always like, you have nothing to think about. Like, how are they able to do this? I mean, you're only able to see the amazing work and the hard work that the cabin crew is able to do. But I can just imagine the type of work that they're happening behind those closed doors up front.
Yeah.
And in the cockpit and just amazing things. And again, it translates. So now my question is, from pilot, how did you become a woman of women of substance? Founder. How did you even get to the tech world? You don't have, I mean, yes, some long haul flights have internet. I hate it when they don't. I'm so bored because all I get to do is just fucking listen to podcasts. But it's also the time where I get to listen. But how did you get into this world coming from aviation?
Okay, so during the pandemic, I lost my job.
Oh,
and
my.
I didn't have a choice but, you know, to try out businesses. Although, when I was a kid, mahilig na daw talaga ako. When I talked to my high school classmates, sobrang hilig ko na daw talagang maging entrepreneur. Like, nagbibenta ko ako sa kanila ng mga food and everything. Tapos, yung mga sobrang hilig ko mag-try out. Even during my college days, dahil may kit na ako, di ba? Ang na-try ko na lahat ng pwedeng matry ng mga, you know, companies na, hindi pala ako pwede magsabi ng companies, but yung mga,
well,
ano.
You can actually. I don't know if you have a non-disclosure. But,
no, okay. That's fine. I mean, okay. Yung mga, ano, yung mga selling on the side, like talaga, Side hustles. I enjoy that. So I think doon nag-umpisa yun. And then, etong during the pandemic, I tried out everything like food business, merchandise, name it. So tinitingnan ko, ano ba talaga yung gusto ko? Kasi you can't do anything. You can't fly. Anong gagawin mo? 2 years kang walang lipad. So sabi ko, I'm looking for something that I'm really, you know, that I really enjoy. And that, what happened was, yung friend ko introduced crypto to me.
Oh.
And then I made money. I made money. So ikaw,
okay,
parang, what
you,
is this?
That's nice.
Like, parang, it's pandemic, you're making money. I was like, what
where,
is
where in crypto? Just to, is it
no, kasi yung time
earn, did you trade? Which spectrum?
So, ano siya, parang, na ano, nung Ethereum pa, ang Ethereum pa, that was, I think, nasa 10,000 pesos pa lang.
Wow.
Tapos, yun nga, di, ang dami ko ng, parang, well, technically, yes. So, may nagte-trade ako, nag-ano. Pero hindi yung trading na mahirap, ah. I mean, it's more of like, parang, buy and sell. So, parang sabi ko, and then I made money. So, anyway. So, tas, di, dami ko natutunan, you know, like, so parang dun yung naging point na, ay, you can make money out of this.
Right.
So, from there, I became a NAS Academy content, crypto content creator master course scholar. Kasi, nag-enroll ako. Kasi content creator na ako eh. So, nag-apply ako. Tapos parang sabi nila, 50 lang kami sa buong mundo and 3 lang kaming Filipino. And they taught us about cryptocurrency, NFTs, metaverse. So, parang ako, tapos mga 15 legit na taong gagaling, matatagal na sila sa, ano, mga OG, ganyan. Sabi ko, ano pa ginagawa ko dito? Although, I mean, you can learn anything, right? But,
yep.
That was the point na parang, mas lalong tumiba yung loob ko that this is the future. And then, I was doing, ang tawag ito, charity works dati. And then sabi ko, on scholarship, lagi ako scholar eh. So sabi ko, bakit hindi ko incorporate yung scholarships and yung charities sa NFT collection? And then from there, nag-start, yun na yung Women of Substance. So, it's more of like, and now it is the official NFT of the Philippine Blockchain Week.
What? Amazing.
Yeah. And it will be like the proceeds ng ano, ng NFTs will actually be given to certain organizations like Fund Life, Tugon, mga ano, mga charities at saka mga scholarships.
Nice.
So, it's more of, then nag-start doon. And then parang sabi ko, hindi, gusto ko pang ituloy ito. And then, nagpunta ako ng Dubai. I stayed there for a month.
What?
For a month, just to immerse myself. Kasi ganun ako eh. When I wanna learn something, I wanna learn something. Ganun talaga. So, sabi ko, nag-stay all in. So, I stayed in Dubai for a month. I went into these conferences. Ang dami kong nakilala. Naging Women in Blockchain Asia a member ako and everything. So, parang, sabi ko, parang I think I belong. Tapos, nice. Sabi ko, parang,
just like flying again. It
yes.
felt right.
And I'm so happy. I mean, I've been trying businesses, pero parang ito, dito ako nag-enjoy. Tapos nagpunta ako ng Singapore, stay there also for a month, sa Malaysia, ganun din. In-immerse ko lang yung sarili ko. So pumunta ako sa kung saan saan conferences. And then I figured, I'm doing these conferences, ang dami kong nakikilala, pero walang nangyayari. Why not bring it to the Philippines? And sabi ko parang, there's no Philippine Blockchain Week yet ever. Right. It's the first one. There was supposed to be one during 2020 pero nagka-pandemic and that was not ours.
Yep.
So parang hindi siya talaga natuloy. So technically, this is the first one. Right. Tapos sabi ko, Korea was like already on this, it's third year, fourth year, I think. And tayo wala pa. So that is the reason. Kasi yung contacts ko, sayang, why not bring business and jobs to the Filipinos?
Right.
And while you're helping other people, you're helping yourself as well. So, empower others. So, dun talaga nag-umpisa yung Philippine Blockchain.
That's amazing. And it's funny because I was just in Saudi Arabia like a month ago to talk about podcasting. That's my little bubble in the universe. I'm in the podcasting world. So, I go to countries to represent Southeast Asia all the time. Obviously, the flag that I always bring is the Philippines, right? But I was in one of the, that's actually how I found you. One of the speakers in that same conference is a speaker here in Philippine Blockchain Week. And this guy is big time. It's Rana Gujral
of
Behavioral Signals. Like, this guy is legit. And I saw his talk. I was like, what? He's coming here? And it's like, whoa. Where? Then I got into a rabbit hole. Now, who put this up? This is a legit roster. And I'm I kid you not, just go to philblockchainweek.com. And I've seen this, like, all right, I've seen good conferences, but for you to put this up, mad respect, Mami Cheska.
Thank
That's
you.
It. Mad respect. And now I understand how you were able to pull it off, because I know your origin story. But again, having an idea, and a lot of people will probably say this, yeah, I thought of that too. But a lot of those people always say, those thinkers and doers, there's a big-ass line of those people that actually get it done. Walk us through, okay, you thought of it, the process of actually preparing to get to this point. and how hard was it?
Oh my God. I thought I'm done with flying and everything. Being an entrepreneur is entirely effing different.
Uh-huh. And
I cannot stress more the effort that I have poured into this. I think sabi ko nga sa mom ko, I was like, maakala ko, grabe na yung effort ko sa pagpipiloto ko. 10 times yung effort ko dito. So you can just imagine. So what I did was, di ba, I believe there's a line between a thinker and a doer. And
yep.
I think it just was at the right time and at the right point where, you know, sabi ko nga, God won't give it to you if you can't handle it. Right?
Amen.
And I think I was the perfect person to handle it because it just came, anyway. So what happened was, nung I pitched this idea, it was supposed to be a small event. It was supposed to be a small event.
Intimate.
It's for women in blockchain Asia, supposedly. It's a launch in the Philippines.
Okay.
Tapos, so they were picturing like this small event na parang women, ganito, ganyan. So parang ako sabi ko, but I have this vision in mind. Okay. Sobrang iba yung, parang sabi ko, iba yung gusto nila, maliit, ako malaki, ganyan. Tapos parang sabi nila, sige, ano na lang namin, i-move namin yung amin for next year.
Okay.
Then you push through with that. Pero ang dami nang may mga nakakausap na ako. And then I pitched this to my partner, which is Donald Lim. He's a...
Shout out Donald Lim of, again, Dito CME. Which, by the way, if you want to find out his hustle, it's way, way, way back. Just scroll through down there. The origin story of Donald Lim when he was still in Burger King and everything else. You will find how he was able to hustle too. He did the... Sorry, I just wanted to plug him.
Yeah.
A good friend also. Of how he was able to, again, build his amazing career.
That's
again,
true.
Hustle too, just like Cheska. Humble beginnings. Okay, so you talk to Donald and he's one of the most amazing guys that you can work with to put up something like this. He just founded IMAP lang naman, right?
So, yeah, at saka CICP.
Yeah, right. It's just small institutions.
Kijikon, Bicon, ganun. Anyway, so he's been doing this for quite some time na in the Web2 space.
Right.
So, nakilala ko siya sa Air Force because we're part of the Air Force Reservist eh. So,
was he? I never knew. Yeah,
oh. Yes, actually. So, doon kami nagkakilala. And because nagkakilala kami, dahil nag-charity work ako nung may Siargao, nung nagka-typhoon sa Siargao.
Ah.
Tapos siya, nagbibigay din siya ng charity work. Eh, same wing kami. Tapos parang, yan, nagkakilala kami doon. And then, basta, so yun yung umpisa kung ba't kami nagkakilala. Then from there, so I pitched it to him. You know what? He saw the vision. We have the same vision in mind. And he was like, I think he was challenged as well. Kasi he's not in this space. So, nice. So when I pitched it to him, he's the Web2 guy, I'm the Web3, ano. Tapos, nag-ano lang kami, nag-collab.
Mm-hmm.
And then parang, ano na lang, it just happened na parang biglang, alam mo yun, sunod-sunod na lahat. Tapos, yung mga contacts ko from other countries, such as sa Korea, di ba sabi ko sa'yo, nag-iba-ibang bansa ako.
Right,
so, yung
right.
contacts ko there, sa Dubai, sa US, pinagsama-sama ko silang lahat. And now, we are actually 10 in the group na from other countries. So,
nice.
And that's para to make it happen. And now, yan nga, nakita mo naman yung speakers, as in, kahit si Charlie Shrem, kahit ako nga na, alam mo, ako mismo na overwhelm sa mga speakers namin. Yun ang sabihin ko sa'yo, super duper. Like, when I saw these guys na parang, you know, they just agree and everything, pa-uwi na nga dito yung iba eh. So ngayon, namimit sila isa-isa. I'm just so thankful and at the same time, it's not easy, I can say. It's not easy, but, you know, when you actually think of like, may makaka-benefit yung mga Pinoy dito. For sure, 100% merong magkakaroon ng trabaho dito, magkakaroon ng investor dito, ng kaibigan, ng whatever.
Yep.
It will just validate na parang, you know, you're doing the right thing.
Absolutely.
And, yeah.
And you know, when you're doing the right thing, it feels right. Mm-hmm. Right? Just like, again, I'm liking it to flying. Me, it's hard as hell. Fuck. Like, I've been in the startup game. I'm an old fart. Mami Cheska, I've been doing the startup game for 10 years, over 10 years even. And there are times when I hate what I'm fucking doing, but I couldn't see myself doing something else. I just love doing this. It doesn't feel like work. It's my happy place. Yes, it's borderline sadist because, and you know, punishment to myself. But man, I love it when it's good. It's so much rewarding because, say, out of a 10-day span, probably 8 or 9 days of those are going to be hell.
Mm.
But that one day when it's good, it compensates for everything.
I know how you feel. Like, parang, right? Even if I sleep late for kunwari 1 week, and then you get this something, and then you get a good news or something, parang, sige na nga, bayad 10 days na yun.
Okay, that's amazing. So, now you got this, but again, putting up in an event, being a pilot, totally different hustle. Let's talk about dynamics. Because an event, again, my first startup, Cheska, was a nightlife app. So I did this for 6-7 years, more or less.
Yay.
And I know how hard it is to put up a fucking event. It is not easy. It's easily, back then, there was a list of the most stressful jobs to do in the world. It's one of them, top almost, is the event industry. Totally different beast, because everything can go wrong, by the way. No matter how much you plan, something will go wrong. How did you build the building blocks to get the speakers out, get the venue, and everything else?
We're just so lucky that pag niisip ko talaga kung paano kami nag-umpisa, nakakatawa. It's like, Donald has his contacts, I have my contacts. Parang, ito. It just like, parang, dahil ito, meron na siyang tao dito, ito na dito. Ito, may tao ako dito, ganyan. So parang, okay. It just started like that initially, but then it became, our family became bigger and bigger, in a sense na, yun nga sabi ko, say from other countries. And then, you know, we have these inputs from them. Like, for example, si US partners namin, sila Kate Hancock, siya si Daniel. They bring in, you know them too?
Daniel, yes. Oh, he's a podcaster.
So basically, they bring in, you know, speakers as well, and they know these connections and everything. So parang ganun lang siya. Nag-umpisa siya doon, and thankfully, yung mga partners namin, they have been doing events as well. Si Donald has been doing events as well. So ngayon, ayun, hanggang ito na siya. Pero yung building blocks, ang daming learnings. Grabe.
Right. So what were those learnings, Mami Cheska?
That number one, it's not easy to host events. That number two, it's stressful.
Yeah. What in the hell did I get myself into?
And number three, it's expensive.
Yes, absolutely.
So,
oh my God.
Ang dami. I mean, you know, like when I, especially that this is the first one. Mm. Just imagine, like, you know, people sometimes, di ba lahat naman ng bagay, when it's the first one, it's either they believe in you or they don't.
Yes, that's it. There's critics. Actually, exactly. Always. And skeptics, and those people are like, especially, exactly. Okay, I'll just put this out there. Let's just call a spade in the startup ecosystem, in any type of community, there are factions. And in the Philippines, by default, you know, they can be friendly in front of you and you see them, but they're fucking factions of who you side with, right? And again, you're right, it's either they're a believer or they're one of those marites on the back. Right. And you hear those murmurings. How do you respond to those? Because you've experienced this early in your life with those naysayers. It's like, oh, can you do this? Blah, blah, blah. And again, like for me, I can relate because every freaking criticism that's been thrown at me, I stack them up on my shoulder. It's a chip on my shoulder and it's motivation for me to prove them wrong. Because the best revenge for me always is massive success.
Yes.
And that feeling is glorious. When I say F you to the world for those people who didn't believe me. But what was those like when you hear people like that? And what are the murmurings around that you've heard that you probably use as chips on your shoulders now?
Oh, you can't imagine. Like, actually, sanay na ako eh. From being, it's more of I'm thankful that God built me to be like this. Kasi when I was a pilot pa lang, umpisahan natin sa pagiging early kong mommy.
Okay.
When I was 16, yun yung mga panahon na nobody, like parang young mom ka, yung teenager mom ka, yung tipong ang dami na nila, bakit hindi kayo kasal? Bakit whatever? Yan yung mga umpisa niyan. So muna dito, nung nag-FA ako, maliit ako. 5-1 lang ako, hindi ako pasok. So, ang dami ng whatever, right? Tapos, yung nagpiloto na naman ako, gano'n na naman, parang bakit babae ka, bakit babae yung piloto natin, whatever. So, parang sanay na ako. So, parang ngayon, when people actually tell me that, you know, I don't have the right to be in this space, you know what I tell myself? Like, number one, I brush it off. Like you, I put it here and put it as a motivation.
Yep.
But at the same time, at the back of my mind, I was like, and sometimes I tell this to conferences or some mga talks ko. Like, you can learn anything.
Absolutely.
I was not born to fly a plane, right? So yep. Technically, so ano tong space na to? So I mean, kahit 25 years ka na dito, I can still learn this space.
Absolutely.
You know, and hindi minsan kasi you just need to ano eh, to choose your battle.
Right.
Choose your battle na kahit maraming sinasabi sa iyo, at the end of the day, you know your heart. You know right. what your purpose is. And when you know your purpose, no one can defeat that. Kasi yep. alam mo yung purpose mo eh. And mm-hmm. for me, for example, giving jobs to Filipinos and giving, you know, a bright future for my kids, and I know that, for example, yeah. walang makakaano sa'yo kahit ano pang sabihin nila. And the fact that they don't feed you, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, they don't have the right to do that. And sometimes I just choose, you know, I just choose to empathize, meaning baka malungkot lang sila, that's why yep. they're doing it, or baka may pinagdadaanan sila, or they're just, you know, they just want to be where you are today, or they just want to do what you're doing and they cannot, you know, have the balls to do it. Mm-hmm. Yun na lang minsan iniisip ko, and just I just empathize and I just feel bad for them that they can do this type of things. And yep. I'm hearing a lot. It's just that I'm thankfully built to be strong.
Yep.
And I'm just going back to my purpose. That's it.
Absolutely. And again, just goes to show that after now finding out your backstory, I now understand and I'm rooting for you to be more successful, because again, I saw something special. Just the amount of people you were able to gather together is already a testament to the amount of hustle you put in. Because it's easy to say, all right, I put up an event and just random people will come in. But yeah. man, holy shit. That's all I'm going to say, right? On this roster of people you're able to get, mad respect. And it just goes to show the type of character you have, the type of hustle you have, and the type of output you will have when this goes live. Now, let's take our last break. And when we come back, we will now talk about the roster and everything that's going to happen in the Philippine Blockchain Week. But let's talk about that more after the break. Hey, Hustlers, it's time to talk business once again, and we're excited to share a bit more info about our sponsor, Sprout Solutions. And again, just like what I said at the start of the episode, you should check out Sprout's Payroll Starter as you grow your own startup, because this bundle that they have is literally what you need to take your startup to the next level as you grow your employees. And this bundle is your key to freedom, including payroll outsourcing to experts, a subscription to timekeeping and attendance software, and government compliance services. Sprout's Payroll Starter has you covered for payroll, BIR, SSS, and taxes. All the stuff that no founder loves to do. So let Sprout handle the busy work and say goodbye to lines and tax payment stress. All this for as low as 5,000 pesos. Again, that's just 5,000 pesos all in for your payroll and HR needs. So visit sprout.ph, payroll-starter-monthly-5K, or again, just click the link in the description box of this episode to elevate your business management game. And again, big thank you to Sprout Solutions, liberating your time for what truly matters. Hey, Hustlers, wish there was an easy way to open a bank account and grow your money without the hassle of lengthy application process and income documents? Well, I got good news, because today's sponsor, Uno Digital Bank, is here to help you achieve your financial goals. You can easily open an account with the Uno app in just 5 minutes and one valid ID. And as one of the 6 digital banks licensed by the Banco Central ng Pilipinas, the company is committed to providing customers with simpler, better, and more accessible banking. Last year, Uno Bank was recognized by the Asia Banking and Finance Awards and bagged the title Open Banking Initiative of the Year due to the success of its partnership with GCash, one of the Philippines' leading mobile wallet platforms. And with the Uno mobile app, you can access an hashtag Uno Ready Savings account and enjoy daily interest crediting. With their hashtag Uno Earn or hashtag Uno Boost Time Deposit accounts, you can enjoy a high interest rate of up to 6.5% per annum. Enjoy monthly payouts with hashtag Uno Earn in flexible tenors with hashtag Uno Boost. Other app features include pay bills, the Uno Virtual Debit MasterCard, life insurance, scan and pay with QRPH, and phones. And the one thing that I really love about Uno Digital Bank is they're open to collaborate with a lot of Filipino startups. I've had a chance to see the partnerships that they've had lined up with the startups that they have, and it's truly exciting to see how a digital bank like Uno can enable startups to unlock the power of fintech through digital banking.
So if you're ready to elevate your banking experience, download the Uno mobile app today from the Google Play Store or App Store. Or if you want to collaborate with them, I'll be happy to give you an intro. Just shoot us an email at hello@huffleshare.com. Hey hustlers, I hope you're having a great 2024 so far. As you know, a lot of startups had a very challenging 2023, and hopefully things are going to do better this year for a lot of us. Not just because it's the year of the dragon, but also because our sponsor, Dragon Pay, is here to help your startups process payments in the most efficient way. Established in 2010, Dragon Pay empowers businesses of all sizes to accept and disburse payments through secure and convenient channels, giving your customers the flexibility to choose the payment method that suits them best. With over 85 partner channels, 35,000 partner branches nationwide, including QRPH, e-wallets, crypto, buy now, pay later, and many more. They also process an astonishing 15 million transactions processed globally each month. Dragon Pay is your trusted choice for online payments. And here's something to show you how legit Dragon Pay is. Dragon Pay was named FinTech of the Year at last year's Philippine FinTech Festival in 2023. So let's make 2024 extra prosperous for you and your startup in this year of the dragon. For more details, head on over to dragonpay.ph. That's dragonpay.ph. Trust the pioneer. Trust Dragon Pay. Hey hustlers, before we start this episode, I want to share with you this amazing tool that we started using in Podcast Network Asia and PodMachine lately, and it's called Narrator.ai. Now, prior to using Narrator, one of our biggest problems in our startup was centralizing the tons of data that we have from all our podcasts and how users were using our product. We had so much data, the problem was we didn't have the right tool to interpret and make decisions fast out of them. Now, this meant we did a lot of risky guessing, which thankfully we got right, but we were a bad move away from screwing it all up. Now, instead of hiring a whole data team or building this whole thing from the ground up, we were lucky to find Narrator. Because as a startup, you need a tool that allows you to make the necessary pivots needed to scale up with your data that you can use to make great decisions fast. And Narrator is the fastest, easiest, and the most comprehensive way to get value out of your data warehouse. No more need for hundreds of rigid data models that take forever to update and can only handle a limited number of use cases. Using Narrator's activity schema, explore and analyze any data in your warehouse without having to write SQL. And I swear, if you're a startup that's scaling or a company that's undergoing digital transformation, this will blow you away. So all you have to do is go to narrator.ai and book a demo. Trust us, this is awesome. And we're back in the break. We are still with Cheska, Filipina pilot Cheska Gonzalez, who were able to then tell us the hustle it took to go from the skies to the Web3verse, to the metaverse. You know, what a landing spot, right? Yeah. Coming from Web3, you know, coming from the skies all the way to Web3. But let's talk about the elephant in the room. I've been hyping up the roster that you've been able to get. But what's in store for us in the Philippine Blockchain Week? And this whole week, just describe to us who's going to be coming and what are they going to be discussing.
Sige. I'm going to have a walkthrough of what will happen. Honestly, it's overwhelming because it's a week long, but definitely you wouldn't want to miss out. It's not an overstatement. It's not an exaggeration.
Okay.
But the amount of connections that you will have here will definitely be worth your while. So during the Sunday, actually it will start on Sunday.
Wow.
We have a kickoff party at the Poblacion.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Monday, it's for the VIP night. Para siyang ano, lahat ng speakers will be coming in here. We will have it in the Grand Bar at the Hilton. And then,
Woo-wee!
Yeah.
The Hilton.
Performances. At saka yun nga, yung network, because yung mga speakers dadating na sila eh.
Yep.
Tapos, so yun yung parang kickoff namin din. Tapos the next day, that's actually the Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 29, 30, and 1. That's the conference proper. So yan na yung dito sa Marriott Grand Ballroom. So actually, what will happen is, in the morning, tuloy-tuloy yung ano eh, tuloy-tuloy yung learning, tuloy-tuloy yung mga yung conference. Kasi there's two floors. Okay. Three floors, sorry.
Wow.
The ground floor is actually, pagpasok mo sa kanya, meron na kaming yung first, yung pop-up store namin, which is the Bored and Hungry. It's the number one, the best burger sa Good Morning America at the moment.
And GMA, they will be, oh my God.
That's the Bored Ape Yacht Club na ginawang food. Naging burgers. So there will have a pop-up store sa baba.
Oh my God.
And then, that would be just for 3 days para lang sa Philippine Blockchain Week. And then, pagka, ano mo, pasok mo din, meron mang NFT galleries, meron kaming gaming. Gaming, sila Blacklist will be coming here.
Right.
So they will show match with the Akad Arena kids.
Oh
so
man, para that's a big showdown. Akad Arena plus Blacklist. Okay. Drake versus Justin. Okay. That's a tough bet that we're going to have to do.
Yeah. So yung may ganun. So may gaming din siya. And at the same time, so parang yun yung sa mga students namin. No? And then, dun sa second floor namin, dun naman yung mga, yung mismo conference. So the first day is the very, very big and massive parang opening day namin. So meron kami mga, I don't know if you, yung mga government officials natin from DICT, from DTI, from DOT. Kasi partnered
the government's gonna be there too.
Yeah, because we're partnered with Department of Tourism.
Oh
and with DICT, nandito rin sila. So it's more of like backed up by the government as well. So And also, we are partnered with FinTech Alliance.
Right.
So the whole day ng 30th, si FinTech Alliance din.
Shout out Lito Villanueva.
Yes.
Okay. Which is my year-ender last year.
Wow. So halos lahat ng makikita mo dito, you know, like legit talaga yung mga lineup. And then meron kaming si Larry Namer, which is the E-Entertainment co-founder. He will be here.
Wow.
Tapos si Anthony Francisco. Anthony Francisco is from Marvel. He drew Baby Groot. Tapos sila Loki, sila ganyan.
He's
a Filipino and he's going to do a live NFT drawing here. And he's gonna sell it.
Dude, amazing.
Oh my God, nag-goosebumps ako sa dami ng nangyayari.
Holy
tapos,
shit.
Hindi pa siya tapos.
Wag me. There you
go. Hindi pa siya tapos.
Uh-huh.
Meron, aside from that, meron pa kaming yung NFT NYC co-founder. Kaya nandito rin sila. So, aside from the mga ano namin, may mga nights kami. So, Larry Namer night, parang mga celebrities and everything. May mga meet and greet kami. So, there's a lot of things happening. May mga art classes because of Anthony Francisco. Meron kaming lahat na, name it, from crypto, from NFT, from metaverse, from sa blockchain. Lahat ng gusto niyo matutunan, may kahit na ano ka na, beginner ka, kahit na expert ka na, there's something to look forward to. And I've poured my heart in this as it.
Respect.
So, it's more of like, I really want the Filipino, parang isipin nyo, kasi puro international speakers kami, parang isipin nyo, dinala namin yung, instead of going to other countries, then just go to this event, na you will see this people, the diversity that we have.
Mm-hmm.
We have from Europe, we have from the US, Malaysia, Singapore, name it. So, for $39, $39 and with 50% off our podcast network Asia.
Oh, ha. Oh, there you go.
Diba? Gagawa tayo ng PNA na code dyan.
Thank you.
You get 50% off and that's what, $20? 1,000 pesos? What? Bumili ka ng Starbucks? May mapapalang.
Yaka. There you go.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, it's 3 days na ha. And that's for 3 days. You will enjoy everything once you go inside. Wala. May libre ka ng t-shirt. May libre kang whatever. Di ba lahat ng conference?
Ganun? Oh, there you go.
So, balik na balik.
And you've seen the standard of how conferences are across the world because you freaking immerse yourself in it.
Yes.
And if that's the standard we're going to try to operate in here, then I'm excited and I can't wait to see it in the flesh. Amazing. All right. What, Chasco, what are the other things other than, again, I'm already sold. You don't have to sell to me. I'm pretty sure all of them are sold. But is there any other stuff that we're going to be looking at? Because, again, this is a whole week of amazing stuff.
Oh, there's one more. So si John Aguilar will host a final pitch here. Diba? Lahat. So the winner, we will have like 5 startup pitches. And that, kung sino yung mananalo sa 5 na yon, he will be at ano, in CNN, the final pitch.
Wow. All right. Just like us. You know, PNA was a product of season 3 of the final pitch. Okay.
Oh my God, amazing.
So again, shout out John Aguilar and Monica Aguilar for the amazing stuff that you guys are doing. Again, I am super sold and massive, massive congratulations and get some rest. Just when we're recording this, we're literally a couple days away before this thing, and then you're going to be autopilot again in the next week.
I'm sure. My social battery would, you know.
Yep. And then good luck with your body clock as well. But before I let you go, just a couple of things lang. Again, I'm a big fan of yours. I was already impressed when I saw the roster. I'm a big fan of yours now, and I'm going to be forever rooting for you. But talk about entrepreneurship and motherhood and the parallels of it a little bit, because there's not a lot of times, and again, probably I'm guilty to a fault because I don't get to feature a lot of mom entrepreneurs here in tech, because there's not too much of them also, okay, in the Philippine ecosystem. What's the parallels of how you enliken entrepreneurship and motherhood? How do you blend them all together with the learnings and the sacrifices, and how rewarding is it to see a startup grow like a baby?
Yeah, I think I would. I think it's similar to having a baby, literally, but much, much more. Because honestly, now I don't have the time to spend sa kids ko because this is like too much.
But at least they're a little grown up now.
Oh no, they're grown up now. They're 12 and 17, so at least they understand.
Okay.
But I can say na yung pains of starting a business and starting this, because actually now it's a company. Yep. It's now a company. So, so medyo maraming nangyayari. But I can say na similar siya sa pagkakaroon ng kid, because you need to nurture.
Yep.
You need to grow. You need to build that relationship. You need to, you know, para siyang papakainin mo in a, you know, in a different way, but para ka talaga nag-anak. Mas malala lang. Kasi
that's why I don't want to have kids yet, eh. I'm still in the thick of it, and I'm in my third startup. Look at how old I look. I'm just 34.
You know what? Right. It's better to have kids than to start a business.
Thank you, ah. So, okay, I will be kidless for a while. I'm good. All right.
No, but seriously, I mean, the sacrifices that I make for this, I believe it's entirely different. Entrepreneurship is entirely different from being a pilot. That I can definitely say. I think marami akong natutunan sa pagpipiloto, but at the end of the day, you know, yung effort dito, it's different. Hindi ko talaga ma-explain in terms of whatever, resources, time. Tapos, pero what's rewarding is when you see, you know, you hired people have jobs because of you, and you get to give jobs to other people as well, pera dun sa mga tao mo, and then sa, alam mo yun, it's ano, rewarding. Very rewarding. Especially after this, sana, mas marami pa.
It will definitely not be the last, because this is just gonna be the first, and I'm rooting for you, and congratulations again, Cheska, for such an amazing job. And again, we're rooting for you. I'll try to drop by and see what is going to happen. But before I let you go, let's officially invite our hustlers that listen to Hustle Share to invite to go to the Philippine Blockchain Week as they listen to this.
Yep. Okay. I'm inviting all of you guys to please experience what it is to have an international conference. And it's more of learning and at the same time having fun, because I want a fun.
Absolutely. Web3 is always known for fun experiences.
Exactly. Yep. So, and you know, yung mga first time yung mga ano, mga magagawa dito dahil first pop-up, first ganito, first NFT, whatever, lahat na ng first nandito. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, the connections that you will build here,
that's the most important thing.
It's for ₱1,000 para ka lang bumili ng t-shirt.
Right. And again, it's like all the stars are aligned. If you're a startup founder, you have a Web3 player, even if you don't, this is the way for you to immerse yourself, and maybe you have a Web3 angle that you can put in your startup, because it is the future. You know, Web 2 has seen the best of it behind.
I forgot to mention, even if you're a Web 2 company, actually, this is the best time to go. Because si Donald is a Web 2 guy. Yep. And we are bridging the gap between Web 2 and Web 3. Absolutely. And that's entirely why we're doing this.
And that's entirely why I'm going, because I'm in the in the whole thing. I'm a Web 2 motherfucker at the end of the day. And you know, as much as I have a lot of friends in Web 3, I know where I am.
Yeah.
I'm stuck in the inevitable past that will now have to go to Web 3. But again, it depends on the startup. But the earlier you immerse yourself, the earlier you understand how blockchain works, how crypto works, how Web 3 works, the better, because at the end of the day, as startup founders, as people who build the future, you're the best equipped for you to get that done. Again, Cheska, thank you very much. But before I let you go, follow us on whatever podcast app you're listening to, whether Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or any type of podcast app. And if we did say some jargon, it's going to be in the Hustle Share show notes on hustleshare.com. And lastly, if you want to be part of our community, it's going to be the Hustle Share community on Facebook. Again, thank you, Cheska.
Thank you, everybody. Have a nice day.
All right. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace.